Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, America. And I'm so elated to be saying good morning to my beautiful baby. Good morning, Amber Sky of the
Most
High.
Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, girl. I can't wait to see you this weekend for the taping of our Queendom Talk Show. Good morning, Leslie Poe.
Is it this weekend or next week?
This week.
Laura. I thought it was the last Saturday.
It is. It's the fourth Saturday.
Yes, this is not the fourth Saturday.
Yes, it is. It's the fourth Saturday.
Oh, the fourth.
Yeah, because most of the time it's four Saturdays in a month, except for.
Oh, because I was looking
at
the calendar and I'm like, we still got two more Saturdays for this month.
I know. Well, America, she stopped us from.
Sorry.
Very deep. Yes. Well, we got to make sure she knows that we are taping at the Bronson Media Studio.
Okay.
This weekend, I don't know how you forgot that with Edward Sawarski.
Well, we were looking at the calendar. This ain't the third Saturday.
Ooh,
you did not.
I do.
Let me drink my coffee.
No, Edward, I need to buy your ASAP. Can you write it back there
today
with the show? So anyway, America, y'all see how that happens?
I'm gonna have to iron my shirt now.
We thank God for that. I'm telling you, time does not comprehend when you are in the supernatural.
Yes,
it don't.
Amen.
It's just like you got to catch up when you come down, Laura. You got what's going on. But good morning, Terry D. Girl, I am so excited about what God is doing today, and He is amazing. Good morning, my cousin Anthony Dunbar. So we're gonna shift the atmosphere and prophesy over my cousin this morning, Anthony Dunbar, who is the Most High of the sports world,
yes.
And he will be bringing his sports show here at our Blog Mansion Media Studio. Yes, so we're just waiting on the right timing for him to do what God has called him to do. So we're excited about you, Anthony Dunbar of the Most High. So you better come on in and get what God has for you. So we're so excited. So if you guys, if I fall off, like I've been falling off of the Facebook, I don't know what's going on. So it's probably time for me to buy a new phone. So y'all pray for me that
for
the provisions will come in. Because y'all know these phones is like $1,000 now.
It seems like
it. Oh my gosh. And that is like crazy. Unless you go to whatever, Metro, whatever. And I don't even know. They probably still want their money though. Metro,
oh, yeah.
Say, give me my money for
yeah.
my phone.
They have $600,
$700
phones.
Wow.
Like,
help us,
Lord.
Who is that?
Metro.
Oh, what?
They got better.
Listen.
We're calling Metro today.
So we're going to send ourselves out to Metro PCS because we just did a commercial for Metro.
We just did a commercial for Metro.
Yeah. So to God be the glory, but my phone keeps freezing up when I'm live. And I'm looking at the signs, America. I might need a new phone, so y'all pray for me. See, it's trying to reconnect. There we go. So just if my phone goes off, this is just a warning. Go to Laura or Edward's page, and then we can continue this amazing show today.
Yes, get back on board.
Yeah, we are representing as atmosphere shifters today.
Yay.
We were so empowered when we were at releasing the Symphony of Heaven conference in Austin, Texas, with Apostle Emma Colbert.
Yes.
And I tell you, we really shifted.
Yes, we did.
When we shifted. Right,
yes,
Laura?
Yes.
So we're just so excited about that. But I'm froze, America. So I'm probably going to turn my phone off because that's going to be a distraction to me. So I'm going to go offline. And everybody that's on my page, go to Laura Kelly, Amber, Pastor Felicia, and my cousin Anthony. So you guys go to Laura or Edward Swartz's page. So this phone, it's fixed. No, it's not. It's froze up. Oh, you tagged me? Okay, so I'm going to finish this. We're going to finish this. And, so anyway, this is just a spirit of distraction. So we are no longer distracted because we just shut it up, America. So to God be the glory. So I'm so excited because today is, we're already at the end of August, America. Oh my gosh, y'all, you know, in the stores, y'all know when y'all go in, they got Halloween, Thanksgiving, fall stuff, and then probably tomorrow it's going to be Christmas stuff. Y'all know that, right? But every day is Christmas because we serve a risen Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who is in the world today. And I just thank God for Him loving all of us enough to go to the cross.
Yes.
But what's
thank
so
you,
amazing
Jesus.
About the cross that I said, it
is finished. Woo!
So we got to know we can't be working so hard for something that's already done. We got to really shift in this season, and that's what we're going to talk about today. The power and the authority that you have in shifting any atmosphere, anywhere you go. It don't matter if it's the courthouse or if it's the bank or if it's Tom Thumb, Kroger, Dollar General. Y'all know the Dollar Tree. Y'all know where y'all be hanging out, okay? Wherever we at, America, we have the power and the authority to
the
do
gas
that.
Station.
Come on now. You know, and we really got to know who we are in this hour.
Yes.
And we really got to know what God is calling us to do. You know, it's just take a stand, right, Laura?
Yeah, it's so awesome because my daughter-in-law was at QT the other day. We were there and on last Thursday, and so I went inside to get some drinks. And I come out, she goes, there's people in the parking lot praying for people, asking, what can we pray for you? And she told them, let the Holy Spirit pray whatever He leads you to pray. And they prayed for her, and she was so blessed by that.
That's so
good.
And
there was other warriors
in the gas station. That's not like a Laura Kelly.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, for her to see other warriors.
Than you.
Yes,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, there's many warriors, you
wow.
know, that are being obedient. And because you never know what that person is going through at the gas station. And that was pretty awesome.
And what's so, that's such a strategy, though,
yeah.
because everybody got to get gas.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's such a strategy to hang out, you know, on assignment, because the people that come in, it's a must. Gas is a must, because I'm telling you, it's probably going to be 106, 107 a day. Nobody trying to walk nowhere. That gets you gas. So, but that's just so powerful how that's a strategy from the kingdom, how God gave them that to hang out, whether it's an hour or two, you know, just being effective wherever you are. And sometimes you have to wake up on purpose and continue to get in the face of God and ask Him, where do you want me to go today?
Yes.
What do you want me to do? Who is it about today? And know that it's not about us,
yes.
you know?
Yes. Yes.
And then we surrender in that place, and that's how victory comes.
Yes.
And I'm so excited to know that there are people in the world
yes.
that are doing what we're doing.
Yes.
On one accord,
yes.
you know, and it's all about being sold out to the King.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So we just want to encourage you guys today, and thank you for tuning in to our Laura Kelly and Edward Kowalski, and good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners.
Yes.
We're so excited that you guys are tuning in, so feel free to call in today, and our call-in number is, Laura's going to give it to you. What is that, Laura?
646-668-2247.
That's it. So now come on and call us and join in this amazing
yes.
topic today. Of atmosphere shifters of authority.
Yes.
That's it right there. Don't leave that part out.
Because
you can shift an atmosphere and it could be like something different. But you got to be ready for it because that takes me to the sons of Sceva. Yeah. Remember when they showed up on the scene and they told the devil, we come in the name of Jesus and we the same God of, that you, you know, Peter or Paul, whoever. And the devil told them, Jesus I know. And Paul I know. But who is you? So who wants the devil to ask them that? I don't. Right, Laura?
Amen.
So we got to think about that, though.
Yes.
So but what we're going to talk about today is an atmosphere. And an atmosphere is defined as the prevailing tone of a mood or a place or a people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's really all that is. It's not nothing magical or, you know, way over our heads. It's really what we cohabit. Wherever we, like today, we're here in this atmosphere, and today you are there in that atmosphere. So, but have you had the opportunity to get with yourself today and stop to consider what the prevailing atmosphere of your life, your family, your church, your ministry, and the locality is right now, which means your location? We have to consider the matter, right, Laura?
Yes.
We really do. When we wake up in the morning, we have to know, you know, we are on assignment.
Yes.
That's why we're here on this earth.
Yes.
We really are,
yes.
and just knowing that, you know, we have to kind of get serious today because we see as the world turns, it's getting darker and darker.
Yes.
And if we're the light of the world and the salt of the earth, are you turning up your life? You got to turn up in this season, you know, and be partakers of, you know, connecting together and lighting up the world.
Amen.
Right, Laura?
Amen.
So, Laura, you want to talk a little bit about my experience yesterday?
Yeah. And let me say a prayer first. For this is the day that the Lord has
come
made.
Come on now. We're going to
rejoice
and
be
glad
in
it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because we have hope in Christ Jesus.
Yes, we do.
So, sweet Abba,
thank you,
we
Lord.
Just thank you for this morning, Father. We thank you for your love letters, Father, which is fire, Father. We thank you, Father, for for your love, God. And we thank you, Father, for the authority that you give us, Father, to bring you glory and honor and praise, Father. Thank you that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And there's nothing too hard for you, God. So I pray, Father, that you prepare the hearts of the people, Father, of my brothers and sisters, Father, that are tuning in, that are watching, Father, around the world, Father, that they will gravitate to your word, God, because your word is alive, God, and you're seeking relationship, Father. You're seeking intimacy with us, Father, and we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing, for what you're getting ready to do, and for what's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for that beautiful
prayer.
So we were just in the midst of kind of revisiting yesterday. Wow, it was another shift for us to be able to go into an authority place and have authority. You know,
yes.
But to be reminded, because, you know,
yes.
when you know who you are,
yes.
it's so awesome when God chooses people to remind you, and especially the people you've never seen, and that
yes.
you don't know. That's what makes it so
yes.
Majestic
yes.
and magnificent all at the same time. So we had an encounter yesterday, so Laura's going to talk about it.
Yeah, and I just thank God, all glory to Jesus, because, you know, every morning when I say God, I pray for divine appointments, not only for me, but I always pray for divine appointments for all the souls and sisters and brothers that I'm connected with, you know, because we all have an assignment.
We do.
And I'm always like, God, use me, send me, or I'm open to also be ministered to,
oh, yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like, God, if you need to speak to me, have your way. Let your will be done, because your ways are higher, your thoughts are higher. So yesterday, we ended up going to the...
The Tarrant County
yes.
Courthouse. Okay.
Yes. And we got in and everything, and we were in the elevator.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of like sideways, and there was a gentleman and a lady there standing, and they looked at us and they go, "Are y'all lawyers?
Attorneys.
Yeah, attorneys.
That's the verbiage.
Yeah, because I said lawyers, and he said no, attorney. And then right away I said yes in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And then they both started like. Right away, they said,
yeah. It lit up the elevator.
And they started laughing, and they gave us high five. And they said, we are. And then I pointed at my shirts, because we were wearing Sold Out to Jesus t-shirts. And they're like, oh, we didn't see that. And I said, yeah, we're Sold Out to Jesus. And then we both looked at each other, because I'm like, yeah, we are from
yeah.
the Lord, right?
Yeah. But what was so amazing to me, it's not like we had briefcases.
No.
And suicide.
No.
But in the spirit, we did.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
it
yeah.
was like, no,
yeah.
we did. We had
yeah.
these blue t-shirts on and some jeans and
yeah.
some flip-flops with the bling on them. Okay? That's all we had
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
But the man was so serious.
He was.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he looked at us and was like, are y'all attorneys? And we was like, are we? And Laura, she was like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Like, okay.
Christ Jesus. I mean, in Christ Jesus, we are.
Yeah, and I said, and he is our attorney. But the revelatory place of that, it was so much revelation
yeah,
in that. Because we going in being who we are, the twins of Most High God.
Yeah.
And we step in this elevator with these people that they were in there before we were there.
Yeah.
And we go in, and they asked us a simple question, but it was so serious. It was such a question of surety.
Yeah.
Are y'all attorneys? Like, and we looked at each other like, we've got on some less than casual, not just casual, t-shirt
yeah.
and jeans. Okay, come on now. So I said, Lord, that is so powerful for people to see the authority that is on
yeah.
you. And we went in for something that we never even did. But shifting an atmosphere,
yeah.
you can
yeah.
walk into this 13, 15, 20-story building with five elevators.
Yeah.
And you get on the right elevator at the right time.
Yeah.
And see, I was in my mind, in my heart, I was going to go at 8 a.m. But the Holy Spirit said, don't do that. Because you're going to get all, there's too much going on at 8 a.m. The traffic. Already being a whole nother shift dimension, just go, just relax, you know, and go
yeah.
when I make room for you to go. And when he made room for me to go, we went, right?
Yeah. And you spoke about what God was telling you, that what we needed to the topic.
Yes, yes.
You
this
know,
was before
we went.
Right. But it was, we were already in the other show, the men's
yes,
edition.
Yes.
We were, and that's when the Lord began to,
yes.
you know, visit. And
yesterday.
He was talking to me about, yeah, no
yesterday.
No. But
yeah.
that's what he gave it to me. You know,
yeah.
you guys need to talk about the authority and the shifting. And I said, okay, Laura. So I leaned over and I told Laura, right, because we were trying not to disturb Emma.
Yeah.
But y'all see how he's disturbing us tonight?
Well, yeah.
Bad word. Yeah, he be telling us, y'all is distracting me, but they be bringing it. And we get all caught up. Right? We get caught up. Just like he get caught up right now.
You told me when they were speaking this.
Yeah,
like,
but see, I did it real. The street did not Laura. Yeah, I was like, what? Okay. So, but when we get to downtown, the Holy Spirit reveals himself.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's so amazing. All we have to do is get in a posture to hear God. Yeah. Always. And he will bring the assurance.
Yeah. And but you know what? I think that divine appointment, somehow, I believe in my heart that God ministered to them.
Absolutely.
Because they were there for whatever issue. And right there when we said that, they're like, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And I believe they were believers because they kind of like,
believers, but this is what's so amazing about love. And we just talked about the experience. We pray today that you guys
and we ended up praying for
have
them.
That. Yeah, but here's the deal. When the elevator like really lit up, it was like so much power at that one time.
Yeah.
In that elevator. And not only was it for them, but it was for us too.
Yeah.
You know, and for us to know that God has given us that. We can walk into anywhere and shift it because of who is in you.
Yes.
You know, it's not even about us. It's about the container of who we are, which is the container of glory.
Yes.
So that was powerful to me, Laura.
Yes.
We really wanted to share that today because when you're on an assignment, like Laura says, a divine appointment, you have to know that you have to trust God, that they will see him in you. You know, it's just so important, you know. It's not even really about the attire because, I mean, in the natural, when you think about it, when you go into a place where it's cohabited with attorneys, I mean, and these people, when they show up, you know they're attorneys because they have their briefcases, they have on their suits, they got, but we didn't have none of that. We didn't even take a purse. We didn't.
No, we left
we
them in the
on
car,
purpose.
So we didn't have to
gonna,
deal
we
with
we going to leave everything, but we're not going to go through all that search. We're not going to do that. So we made it the transition of interest really simple to where it would be not even a distraction, right? So we go in and we just have these t-shirts and shorts on. And this, I mean, this man was so serious when he asked us that. And I thought, I shifted. I was like, that is so powerful for someone to see the God in you in that capacity, in that authoritative place. And I'm telling you, we do that in the natural anyway, anywhere we go. We shift atmospheres, but that was so profound to me, and it was almost like another dimension of a seal on the covenant in the kingdom. When you can go in and inhabit a place of authority like that, it's police everywhere, you got to go scanners, it's all of that, right, going on in that type of place.
Yeah.
And then when you arrive, the whole atmosphere shifts.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when we walk through and put our little keys and stuff in the little bucket, y'all know how I know, send them through the little thing, they were pulling other people over, scanning them, and they just told us to walk through. Yeah, America! Yeah. I was like, wow! That was so powerful,
right,
Laura.
Right.
So I think, too, because we were dudamous, I don't know if it would have happened with me by myself or her by herself, but when we went together, we represented more authority, which we called that dudamous.
Yeah.
We called that dudamous power. So,
yes. And the word of God does say two is better than one.
Absolutely. So we thank God for that. So to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
So I'm just excited. So, listen, we're going to talk about what God is talking about, and that's what this topic is about today. So, we just asked the question, you know, have you stopped to consider? And these are things that we really have to do in the mornings. We got to stop and hear what God is saying, you know, because we get caught up in the busyness of life and the day and children and spouses, and we get caught up, and we have to, sometimes, when you have children and they're smaller, you got to, like, kind of get yourself up a little bit earlier for the children to get up. Because if you don't, you're going to be consumed in family.
Yes.
You know, so when you do that on purpose, that is such a place of, you know, honoring where God is in your life, making that room to fit him in, to hear him. And a lot of times you don't even have to open your mouth, because God is the God of the heart. And he, you know, the last week I was just kind of walking and talking to the Lord and hearing what we were doing in this shift. And most of the conversation in the 7 days, I never opened my mouth. But I could hear him, and he could hear me. And we were just really grateful about, we have to get into a place to be grateful about cultivating the place of intimacy with him. And that's really what it's all about. So, Laura, talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, I'm just grateful to God on what he's doing and the new teachings and the new connections that he has to talk
connected with, and I just thank them because what's taking place around the world with the far soul winning, you know, and that's why I'm excited right now because I know that God is preparing everyone that's watching, everybody that's tuning in, and everybody in our audience, and even including us.
Mm-hmm.
God is equipping us with more and more of His word because there's going to be a lot of souls that God's going to use us if we're vessels, if looking for vessels to speak in authority to His word, Him through us.
That's it.
To bring manifestation and change in people's lives. And I just thank God that I ask God that He continue to allow me to stay humble.
Amen. That's it right there.
And be about trusting Him and pleasing Him.
That's it.
And those who are not there yet.
That's right.
For us to just pray for Him. And let God be God.
My prayer is the desire.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of times when people just doing what everybody else is doing, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not really seeking God for their own self, you know, and going through, I love it when Dr. Dollar, Purple Dollar, is teaching on the mechanics, you know, because there's so many people that's into the mechanics of doing church. They're not into a relationship and doing life with the people of God. It's just like, it's almost like a robot. You say everybody doing the same thing, looking the same.
Yeah.
It's so ritual. To where we have to really, of course, we pray for those people, but they have to have a desire because nothing is going to change unless you truly have a desire for change, you know, and you have to. So that's my prayer for the people of God and even the unbelievers, you know, that they would, you know, because we can't look outside of the sky and not know that there's a God.
Yeah.
You know, and all this stuff about the, what's this, that, the Big Bang Theory, we're going to get the Big Bang, all right, okay? That is, there is a true and living God.
Amen.
You know, and when you look at even just a plant, that's the beauty. You can hear God's voice in even just the wind. When the wind blows and shifts and picks up some leaves, who y'all think doing that? Okay? And then,
like you don't care, but you know
He's
there with
that's
you.
So awesome when you think about it. But so that's what you were saying, Laura. When we speak in agreement. See, that's it. When we speak in agreement with what God, the Father, is speaking, creative power, I'm telling you, creative power is released for the fulfillment of God's plan. So we got to know that. That's why a lot of times, and this is me speaking from experience, I've had so many plans, America, that fell to the ground. They did not work. And I put all a whole lot of strength, might, money, time, energy, and we wake up one day and we was like, well, why didn't that work for me? Well, because it was your plan. So that takes us back to Jeremiah 29 and 11. The Lord says, for I know. That's and when you get into that place of intimacy and personally, He has the plans for you. I know He has them for me, but I'm going to speak for you today to prosper you and not harm you and give you a future and a hope. Hope and a future. That's what the Word of God says for you. So when we get in His face every day and we want to know what the plan is for the day, promise you with all of these promises that I know of. I had a young man that said it's about 7,000. So see, I'm just talking about what I know, which is 3,500. So if you know it's 7,000 in here for you, you need to decree and declare every 7,000 over your life. Like I decree
Amen.
What I know. Every 3,500 over my life. So you have to know that, right?
Right.
But a lot of times we get caught up, and you have to know too, America, that every season is your season. You just have to know what season you're in. We can't get confused like it's summertime now and we go outside like it's winter in a coat. Something's going to happen to you. Okay? And it's not going to be good because you ain't trying to mix the seasons. It don't work like that. And even in the spirit, it's like that. You can't mix stuff up like that. And that's why the stuff comes up and it don't manifest. And then we all get upset at everybody that's manifesting for us, or we get mad at God.
Yeah,
we do that, and then we turn to the stuff that's not for us, the people that's not for us. We get caught up like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm speaking from experience, America. I ain't talking about it. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about, okay?
Yeah.
Which is true, and none of us are exempt from consequences. None of us are, because I always tell my children, Amber can agree, say amen, Amber, that when you, no, really, it's the truth. You know, whatever decision you make in life, there's a consequence. If it's a good decision, the consequences are amazing.
Yes.
And if it's a horrible, a bad one, oh my gosh, the consequences are absolutely horrible. They really are. And then we get mad because it didn't work. And then we get out hysterical. You get high blood pressure. You get a whole bunch of stuff going on. Your heart going to the heart doctor because we all get all caught up in this stressful life that we trying to mend together and push together. And guess what, America? It's never going to work. And Amber says what?
Amen.
Let Amber, which is the church, say amen, okay? Which is so true. And it doesn't, you know. And I mean, I had to learn the hard way. And there's been times that my dad just says, hey, that's not going to work. And I'd be like, oh, yes, it is. I already know it is. And then it never works.
Yeah. You learn the hard way.
Yeah. So listen to your parents if they're still here. Listen to them.
Yeah.
Because they, I'm telling you, I was just supping with my
listen
mom on the phone the other night, and she said, sometimes I just have to let you go, girl. So you can see for yourself, you know. And we pray that when we are led by the Spirit, things will be great, right?
Yeah.
So we just want to encourage you. We're going to go to Luke 1 and 37 this morning. I love it when we be talking about what God talks about. I love it. So Laura Kelly.
Yes. God's love letters,
which is
fire. La palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y vamos a estar en el libro de San Lucas, capítulo 1, verso 37. Y dice la palabra de Dios, porque nada hay imposible para Dios. Nada.
Luke 1 and 37 in the English Standard Version says that no word from God will ever fail. That's just like what Jeremiah 29 and 11 says for his plan. They'll never fail, but no word from God. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's the King James Version. But the English Standard Version is for no word from God will ever fail. Nothing is impossible. All, which in reverse, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So when we get into the depth of what God is talking about, so that's what the love letters are about, is what God is talking about. Because it is love letters, but he so loved us. I'm telling you, that's that Team Jesus 3:16, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that we could have life and have it everlasting, have it abundantly. We can have it. And guess what? You don't have to fight for it. It's already yours. You ain't got to get up in people's face doing all that dumb stuff because it's already yours, right, Laura?
Yes.
Remember when he said it's finished?
Yeah, and also to see, to hear testimonies and hear healings manifestations take place, finances lessons take place, family members that are receiving Jesus as Lord Savior, so you pray and intercede for them. And God shows miracles after miracles around the world. You know, this scripture right here, it, you know, says it all. Porque nada es imposible para Dios. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Not something. Nothing.
Nothing. Healing. It's yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
You know, provision.
It's
yours. But I think with the thing, a lot of times, you know, I'm just going to use this as an example. A lot of times we pray for different things, but we're not even stewarding the smaller things, right, Laura? So we have to be mindful. We have to line up for the promises, too.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just decree and declare and you're over there living any kind of way.
Yeah.
You got to line up for God to trust you to release these things to you so that you can steward these things. It's all about stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
And I say probably every week on this show that you can't have a dirty, raggedy one-bedroom apartment and want a three-bedroom house. That's like ham with no burger and Kool-Aid with no sugar. It do not go together. You can have some Kool-Aid, but it's going to be bitter. And doing life like that, and then that's how we get in that posture of anger, you know, Laura, and all those things. And I see this all the time. I remember a lady that worked here with us before. She was diagnosed with cancer, right? But she was still smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, and she did, you know, transition to be with the Lord. But my thing is, we have to get in a posture for healing. You can't keep doing the same stuff wanting something different. Now, the dictionary says that's insanity. Okay? That's what the dictionary says. I ain't read that in the Bible, but the dictionary did say. Yeah, so we got to get lined up to be able to receive the great things that God has for us. You know, Laura, because that's foolishness to consider that we can go hither and there and then not be a steward of what God is calling us to be. So has that been your experience, Lord,
yeah.
seeing people,
yeah.
you know, we get so caught up in disobedience, but we want the lifestyle of obedience, but we're walking it out
yeah.
in disobedience. And it just don't go together. You know, that's a cocktail of distraction. And, you know, that's how I believe people get caught up in the different, hearing the different voices. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the America, our society has put a label on it, bipolar, or all of that. But it's just listening to the wrong voice.
Right.
And everybody hears the two different voices. So a lot of times we allow ourselves to be categorized
yes.
and put in a category.
Yes.
But all we have to do is say, help me, Lord.
Yeah.
I need your help because this is not of you, and I don't want that.
Yes.
That's all. I'm really.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to roll into next, talking about the power of declaration. What are you declaring over your life, your atmosphere, your families, your ministries, your work? It's all about what we are decreeing and declaring, because that's the place of authority
mm-hmm.
in shifting any atmosphere. You can't go in without some authority and some power.
Yeah.
And that's where I hear the sons of Sceva then. The devil is going to sift us like wheat when we
yeah.
try to go in any kind of way. We got to be ready.
Yeah.
So we're going to read Proverbs 18 and 21.
God's love letters,
which is fire.
Fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es
fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y en la palabra de Dios, en el libro de Proverbios, capítulo 18, verso 21. La palabra de Dios dice, la muerte y la vida está en el poder de la lengua. Y el que la ama comerá de sus frutos. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So listen, America. The King James Version reads in Proverbs 18 and 21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So you got, at this point, you got to become a fruit inspector. You really do. We have to, you know, we're not judging people, because there's a difference between a fruit inspector and a judgmental person. But when you see what people are really producing, come on now, it's to where it's undeniable, then you cannot allow that to attach to you and drag that into every atmosphere. Because the fight is on then. The struggle is real. It really is. Because we allow that. So if the Word of God says that the tongue, so be careful what you speak. Even sometimes if you think it, you don't always have to speak it. You know, that's the part I had to learn, because I was like, I tell you guys all the time, I'm like Peter, cutting off ears, but we also can be murderers just with our tongue, because we can kill people, kill their spirit, you know, and then God holds us accountable for that, and especially while we're talking about we are believers and people of God. So if we speak life and speak it more abundantly, that's what the fruit will come thereof,
yeah.
you know, Laura.
Yeah.
So I just love it when we get right in the face of God and say, Lord, you know, help me in this area, because I'm struggling with this
yeah.
or that. And, you know, God is your Father.
Yeah.
He is he wants the best thing for you. So when we understand Proverbs 18 and 21, it says that for the tongue, so it's all about what we speak.
Yeah.
And we have to be very mindful that we don't murder people daily.
Yes. And I want to share back when my husband got killed in the motorcycle accident, I took a grief share class with Susan to help me cope with, you know, the loss. And in one of the sessions, they talk about if I had any regrets. And I'm going to be transparent,
mm-hmm.
you know, I keep it real. I did. You know, things that you wish you could take back.
Oh, yeah.
That you said, but you can't. But after that, I said, that will never happen again. You know, not, you know, I know better now. And it was out of anger
oh,
at
yeah.
times, which my emotions were taking over instead of the Word of God. You know,
mm-hmm.
and your emotions can be deceiving, you know. But now I'm very careful when somebody makes me mad, even if I don't like what they said or did, I have to find scriptures and pray over them. And this is where I'm at now. It's been a process. And speak blessings. Because I never want to have that regret again where I spoke something and I wish I could take it back and I can't. But God knows my heart and he's dealing with me every day.
and I thank him for correction. I thank him for discipline. And he knows me better than I know myself. But I'm learning and growing and knowing every day, you know. So that's one regret I never want to have again. That's why I'm careful what I speak over anyone. And if I have unclean thoughts, I'll be like, God, if there's anything in my heart that will hinder this prayer, if I said, if I did, I said, God, forgive me. Help me, you know, guide me, lead me. You know, just cry out to him. Talk to him. Trust him. And say in the word. And that will help a lot.
It does, Lord. It does. That's,
why I say when I was in apartments and people be cussing me out, I would say, blessings, you know. Hey, you be, oh, I'm beautiful. You know, remember I was saying? Because before I would cuss back. I'd be like, what did you say? You know, and I'll be cussing right back. But that, I was speaking death. Because I didn't know, but now I know better.
But that's a rearrangement, though.
Now I know better.
That's what shifting the atmosphere is. It's just rearranging. Like, when they were speaking those things to be, and whatever. You rearranged it by your words and shifted it and changed it. And you took authority.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And it's happened many other times after that, but I'm going to speak the word of God because I'm going to be held accountable to God.
Oh, you better know it.
You know?
You better know it.
And Lord knows I want to speak blessing over. And a lot of times hurting people hurt people, so we've got to pray for them. We got to speak the word of God. The word of God is alive. People will... God will touch their heart. I think God, where people were speaking stuff about me, and next thing you know, they came and they confessed and they said, hey, I was wrong and da-da-da, you know, and you forgive me. And I'm like, yes, God forgives me every day, and we make peace, you know, Christ Jesus came through us. And I thank God for that, you know, because he does, when you pray for people, God has a way of touching the soul.
Oh, he does.
Or convicting them, or convicting you, or, you know.
That's his promise.
God's on the throne.
But it really is. It's his promise, and we have to hold on to what he says. Because we tell you all the time, America, this is the book of promises. It really is. And you probably already know that, but we're just reaffirming that in your life today. So we must speak words of life. Because I'm telling you, it takes a special kind of focus to see what the Holy Spirit is up to, America. It really does. You got to rearrange, reshift, so that you can be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. But we must choose to have a kingdom's perspective. So it's all about your perspective and how, when you look at life through the way God sees everything, because when you tap in with the Holy Spirit, you see things the way God sees. And that's what makes, and sometimes it don't make sense in the natural because it's kingdom, you know, and it's supernatural. And that's what I love about it. So if we shift this thing, because we have the power to do that, so let's gossip the goodness. You can gossip, but gossip the goodness, okay? And purposes of God, and when we do that, atmospheres will shift, right, Laura?
Yes.
And I love being an atmosphere arranger and an atmosphere changer.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That is what I wake up. I pretty much live for that.
Yes.
You know, what are we gonna do? We're gonna see, because my sister used to always tell me, every day everybody can't just be happy like that. I was like, really? Watch me, girl. Okay, because listen, America, when we are saying what God is saying, things, places, and people have no choice but to shift. It's not even a choice in the matter. It's really not, because we have that type of authority, especially when we talk about what God is talking about. And that's why we're going to go to Genesis now, Laura. Genesis 1 through 4, but it's really 1 through 31, but we're going to bring it to you guys in a whole different way today for you to go in and hear what God is saying to you. Open up your word and read the Bible so that you can hear it, and I promise you, every time you read it, the interpretation is different every time. So Genesis 1.
God's love letters.
Which is fire!
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra de Dios en el libro de Génesis, capítulo 1, verso del 1 al 4. La palabra de Dios dice, en el principio creó Dios los cielos y la tierra. Y la tierra estaba desordenada y vacía. Y las tinieblas estaban sobre la faz del abismo. Y el Espíritu de Dios se movía sobre la faz de las aguas. Y dijo Dios, sea la luz, fue la luz. Y vio Dios, la luz era buena. Separó Dios
la luz y las tinieblas. Gloria a Dios.
In the King James Version, the word of the Lord reads in Genesis 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon it, on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And what's so powerful about this, if you go to Genesis 1 and read all the way to 31, it's a God said on your life, America. And when you hear what God is saying, and when you are walking with God and everything that he speaks, we have the power, we have the authority, because we're made in his image. And if we are doing what God is doing, things have no choice but to shift. Because he is the creator. It says that here. God created. And if he's the creator of the heavens and the earth, wow. And if that spirit is upon you, because even here in 6 it says, and God said. And then we go down to 1 and 9, and it says, and God said. Come on now.
And 11.
And 11.
And 12.
Yes. 13. And God said. And we have a God sent on our life. We really do. And you have to take the authority. You know, a lot of times we have people that say, well, God do that for you. He wouldn't do that. Okay, well, he just said he would.
Okay.
And it ain't. Because you just said he would. Yeah. But I am just so sold out. I mean, I done tried everything else in America. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
It didn't work for me. And I guess those beliefs don't work for you. But it's not going to work for you. But if God said it, come on now. If God said it, it shall come to pass.
That goes back. If God is for you.
Come on now. Who? Who can be against you? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And the word also says that every tongue that rises up against you, it shall be condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what people are saying about
don't
you.
Don't worry about it.
Because you have a hedge of protection over you. And God is going to always go before you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if God is for you, who can be against you? We always do the key sweat. Nobody, baby. Nobody.
Nobody.
Okay? Nobody. And I love the word of God. And let's go to 26, Lord. 1 and 26. And what does that say? Woo!
God's love letters, which is
fire. Oh, yeah.
La palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y en el libro de Génesis, capítulo 1, y vamos al verso 26. Y la palabra de Dios dice, entonces dijo Dios, hagamos al hombre a nuestra imagen, conforme a nuestra semejanza, y señoré en los peces del mar, en las aves de los cielos, y en las bestias, en toda la tierra, y en todo animal que será arrastrada sobre la tierra.
Hallelujah. That sounds so good, boy. It just does. So Genesis 1 and 26 said, and God said, let us, this is so amazing. So, okay, God is out there. He's created everything, and he's doing what he do. He's saying, let us. Who is the us? That's why it's the Holy Ghost. Because it said back in 1 and, what did it say? At 1 and 2, and the Spirit of God moved. It didn't say God moved. It said the Spirit of God moved. So the Holy Spirit has always been here. Jesus has always been here.
Yeah,
okay? And here it says, and God said, let us. So he's talking about the Trinity.
Yes,
let us make man in our image. So we are made in God's image. We are made in the image of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we made in the image of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
After our likeness. And he's saying, let us. That's what he's saying right here. And let them have dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the release of the shift came.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to us, which was the Trinity, I'm telling you, let them have dominion. And that's your place of authority. So, well, you gave it to them. Because we have all power and all authority. And that's how we shift atmospheres. You take what God has given you to work with, and you work it until it manifests. I'm telling you, we have the power to do that. He said it right here. He said, so let's let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all things of the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So we got power over everything and dominion. What we do is we give it away. We listen to that ridiculous devil and he tell us, you can't do this. And we be like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this. And then we give it up. Because remember, he have a little power, but he don't have all power. God gave us all power. He gave us full dominion to do what we're called to do. But we hand things over, because when I found out that the only way the devil can do anything with my stuff is if I give it to him. And I said, well, at this point, devil, now that I know, that I know, you get nothing from
Nada.
Me. And then we go in and we shift atmospheres and we take authority over everything. I'm telling you, creeping things, everything. So that's the power that we have. And that's how you become an atmosphere changer and rearranger. By taking what God has given you. Because, see, you're not going in by yourself. You got the whole Trinity going in with you.
Yes.
That's so powerful. Because he said it right here. Let us make them. Let us do this. I love it.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when you take this word and you tailor it to fit you, you can be unstoppable too.
Yes.
You can have everything that God says you can have. I'm telling you, it's just the most amazing thing. So we thank God. America, Ellen didn't turn off his ringer today. It's okay. We don't just have to hit them people, Edward. You are so right. It's okay, Lord, because it ain't going to do what you tell them to do. She's been
a scam lightly called.
The devil calling. It's 616. That's all right, Edward. That's all right. They got to hear what God said to you. Okay. So listen, America, on that note, we're just talking about what God is talking about here and how he said, let us. And I love that, because God is not alone and you're not alone, you know. And this is what's so amazing. And I'm telling you, we have to get into a posture. And this is how we become clothed in the spiritual attire of shifting. When you get into the right knowledge of knowing who you are and whose you are and who is with you, this is how we become generals in the army. Oh, I imagine a man at the Baron JJ. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
So sometime, America, you just got to pull rank. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had another encounter after
yes.
the courthouse encounter.
Yes.
So it's this man at our favorite restaurant, because y'all know God gives us authority. We go in
yes.
and we shift.
Yes.
We
yes.
do
yes.
it. And sometimes
yes.
it don't be on purpose, but
yes.
it happens. So we go in, and then Laura, remember when I set us at that seated six people? I did it for a reason. And she was like, no, let's go over here. So we sat over there where she said we should sit, but I've seen that man before and I already know. Okay?
See, I didn't know, but now I know.
I was like, oh my God. So I couldn't speak, you know, I had to just let it go. So I was like, okay, I'm floor with Laura today. So we sat down and the man seeing us and he gets up and started dancing. I was like, oh my God.
He sure did.
He gets up and he starts, Ella say, oh good. Okay, let him be when you go. We're going to see what you say. Okay? Then comes over there, he's like really trying to, he's with the Air Force or something. I said, okay. But you know, you have to ask God to tell you what to say and what not to say, right?
Yeah.
So that's the part when you know you're clothed in the spiritual attire of shifting.
Yeah.
So he says, you know, I'm a colonel in the, what is that part of the military? Some part of the military.
Yeah, I can't
I said,
remember.
This is what I said to him. Well, I'm a general, and I'm a 4-star general in the Army of
yes.
the Lord. Okay?
Sure did.
That's what I said to him. He said, oh. He folded them papers up because he was trying to recruit, but I don't even know if this is real or not. You
yeah,
know what
he
I'm
was
saying?
Trying to recruit.
I don't even know if it's real. I just think it could be conversation.
Yeah.
Okay? So
we're just trying to drink our coffee. And
it was so bad. It was so bad. So the waitress came over to his table and said, can you let the lady
get
her dinner? She said, because I already know what y'all do when y'all come in. Y'all be talking about the Lord, and we don't need him. Over here distracting what y'all are doing.
Yeah, she said
that. Isn't that amazing? And he kind of got somewhere and sat down and ate them eggs real quick.
Yeah.
After that. Okay.
Yeah, she got
after so I was like, you know, Laura wouldn't even look up. Now she, we over there because she wants to sit up there. Okay.
And then I'm like, this guy,
look at the man. And he was just doing ridiculous stuff. Talking about Doug's having, oh, baby.
Doug, sparkle
stuff.
Stuff.
down, and then, oh my God, ask all these trick questions in the Bible. And then I had to pull rank. I said, we're not only the daughters of the Most High God, but we are generals and we are also pastors. Oh, really? Well, where your church at? I didn't even want to chat about it. I could not. And Laura said,
"Don't tell him."
Laura's like, "If he comes, no, we sitting over there because she wants to remember America." Okay. And she said, "If he comes to the church tomorrow, I hope he. What did you say?
I hope he forgets. God forgive me. I just, you never know. He didn't get a minister to. I don't know.
That was crazy. So we went into the courthouse with authority. But then we had to slap him in jail, baby, with the Holy Spirit, because I'm just saying." That's just too much. So we got to always be in season and out season.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so hilarious. But I was thinking, Laura, now you're going to learn. You're going to learn.
Learning, growing, and knowing.
So it's so amazing. But listen, what are you wearing, America? Are you clothed? Or are you just, are you hearing what God is saying? Because we talking about what God talks about.
Yeah.
And if there's a God set on your life, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you too can be an atmosphere changer. All of us can. Anybody that's living, moving, and breathing.
Yes.
We have the power and authority to do that. And we have to rise up and gird up with what we're called to do.
Amen.
Right,
amen.
Laura?
Amen. Good morning, Renee and Kathy.
Well, good morning, ladies. How y'all
ready
doing?
To go to Nueva York?
They're going to New York
Renee.
Today?
I think tomorrow, Wednesday.
Oh, safe travels, Renee.
Yes.
I love you, girl, with the drive-by cornbread blessing. Thank you, girl. I love that.
I asked her if she could, if somehow she's able to get us some t-shirts. From New York. We'll
okay.
Come on.
Okay, girl. You want to sign over there. So listen, what are you wearing and what are you saying? You got to know that. So we are concluding our last 8 minutes on our blog radio. So we're going to talk about the conclusion. In the conclusion of protecting and becoming clothed in the manifestation of authority. And I recognize that authority is really a clothing that we wear. Because if people that don't know you can see that, you're clothed in authority. And in this season and in this hour, America, we've got to get dressed. We've got to get dressed in what God is saying about who you are. And we walk it out with a place of authority. And you know, and knowing that when we walk out that it's an atmosphere changer, the atmosphere has no choice but to shift. You ain't got to push it. You ain't got to pull it. You ain't got to pry it. It's already, God goes before you. I'm telling you, because yesterday was so amazing to have that experience. It was for me, and I thank God for, you know, having the ear to hear him, knowing the timing, when to go, when not to go, what to do, what not to do. It's so important because a lot of times in the natural, we're like, let me hurry up, let me go, and then that we get like the puppet. So we're doing all this stuff, what other people telling us to do, and it's just too much.
We're not confiding in God.
Yeah, you know, or listen to him because his timing is perfect.
Yes.
You
yes.
know,
yes.
and
yes.
what's so amazing, I'm thinking I'm going for one thing, but we went for another.
Yes.
We didn't even go do what we went to do
because
it wasn't even about that. It was about being effective for the kingdom. Even when authority tells you something, they have. And I noticed that last week I was watching this officer and I watched him in the shifting of the atmosphere and how he had a taser, a gun, a badge, but he had a spirit of fear on him. I was like, wow. So, see, I'm in a situation when I'm really in the atmosphere, and I'm watching it shift from one thing to another, and I thought, you can have a taser, a gun, and a badge, and if you ain't got no authority, you dressed up in authority. But if you don't
you're
walk in authority,
the power.
Yeah, thereof, right, Laura? Yeah. So you got to know who you are. Even if you're a police, and you got a lot going on, and you don't know you're police at that very moment, then what are you doing? You know? Because at that time, that's when the enemy will sift you like wheat. And you have to know that. And sometimes I've had people that ask me, hey, you want to go across the world to evangelize? And I would love to do that because we're all called to do it. And we're doing it anyway, right here today, right here.
Yeah.
You know, but when God tells you no, you better not go.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you'll have your season. And sometimes God want to take you a whole nother way. But that's why you have to hear what God is saying. We don't want to move too fast, but then we don't want to move too slow either. But we have to recognize what the Word of God says when Jesus went to the cross. He said, it's finished.
Yeah.
Right, Laura? Okay. And we don't have to work so hard. And just learn that we are rearrangers of the atmosphere. So let's rearrange some stuff today, America, in our authority. And in that, when we're walking in full authority, we purposely and unapologetically be where God wants us to be.
Right.
And I'm not gonna apologize no more for being who God has called me to be.
Amen.
Because we get caught up in that.
Yes.
People want you to turn down your light. And when you crunk up, you crunk up. Stay crunk up, America. Stay crunk for the kingdom. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Gloria.
Yes. So we're so excited. So Laura, let's talk about what's going on tomorrow evening here at the Mansion Media Studio.
Mañana we're going to be with Pastora Pastor Maria.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's going to be doing the show in Espanol at Mujeres Victoriosas. And it's going to be Los Miércoles, Wednesdays, from 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm excited because I'm going to learn a lot from her.
You talk about now. Y'all know I don't know Spanish, but the Holy Ghost that I have, I'm on alert. And when Pastor Maria is going forward, oh my God, you can feel it in the whole atmosphere.
Yeah.
She is so powerful.
Yes,
a powerful woman of God, and I'm so excited about her ministry, which is what, Laura? The Outcast?
Outcast Ministry.
Yeah. Yeah, with her, Pastor Marco.
Yeah, on Tuesday. Today. In Lancaster. Yeah.
And then Brother Edward been bringing it, y'all, out on Lancaster. I hope y'all been watching him on him and Laura's page, but he has been bringing it out in the outreach world. That's been beautiful. So if you guys are missing the Monday show, the men's edition, him, Pastor Bobby McCann's and Edward Saworski, boy, I tell you, they're a pair that the kingdom has announced.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, for real.
Yes, Edward.
Yes.
It's so awesome. So listen, you guys, I can't wait for this weekend at the Queendom Talk Show. Brother Edward will be bringing it on his interview. He wears many hats in the kingdom, and the world needs to know who he is. So we will be interviewing Edward Saworski and my very own Amber Sky, who is a fitness guru. And she's a changer in the atmosphere. This girl is so focused on her regimens of workout. And she went from, like, I hope you have to say it, Amber, because we're trying to help somebody. She went from a size 22 to a size almost 2. And she
I've seen the picture.
She is so committed. And you know what? We need some committed people.
Yes.
To be, you know, it's about commitment.
And that goes back with God, all things.
All things. But how bad do you want it, America?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we're going to have the most amazing artist on the show, which is Shauna Pham. We're so excited about her bringing her testimony to the Queendom Talk Show. You know, it's the platform of people who have been waiting on God.
Yeah.
And that's what we're excited about. So if you two are interested in, you know, casting your ministry, or if you're an author, or if you are a minister of music, or not just music, if you do music and you have your own music that you want to the whole world to know on a national level, you contact me here at the Mansion Media Studios at yahoo.com. And we too can get you guys, you know, to that next dimension. Right?
Amen.
Yeah, so we're excited. We are 1 minute for the dinger on our blog radio. So we just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. We have so many great and powerful things. And if you are looking for your opportunity here at our blog media studio, then you contact us, okay? And you too, because we only got a few spots available. Right, Laura?
Yes.
I think about 2 or 3.
Yes.
And we'll say 2.
Yeah.
It's up to the person, people. You know. So you guys be encouraged. Thank you guys for tuning in today. And y'all pray for me with this right here. I don't know what's going on with this, but I can't do Facebook Live. It's just shutting me down. So I just, you know, I ain't never been wanting ministry to get some donations, but I get some donations for my phone. Okay? I ain't never been wanting to ask for that, but I'm just looking at this phone. I'm thinking $1,000. Why? That's too much. I'm going to need Jesus to go on over there and shift the atmosphere at T-Mobile. Right now, Lord, and I'm coming. Yes, hallelujah. So we thank you guys for tuning in, and tomorrow tune in to Laura Kelly's Facebook.
And Espanol with Pastor Maria, and then Friday with the
God Encounter.
God Encounter, Pastor Rick Pope. Woo!
Pastor Rick and Leslie Pope, mighty warriors of God.
La familia keeps growing and growing, and God bless everyone.
God bless you.
We love you.
So next week, be faithful. Amen.
We love you.
Love
Have
you
a blessed week.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Woo!
10 seconds.
Yeah. Mr. Jack and Dallas, you guys are wow. Okay, this is my perfect thing that I want to say. When you look out the window here and you see those big pillars, that's the y'all.
I shout out our people.
No. To hold up this big building, it only took four. To hold us up, it's only took three.
Amen. Yeah, I need a new one.
That's the truth.
I need a new one.
Something more recent.
Yeah. I need some of you and Pastor yesterday. I should have
taken one. So you worked for 10 days?
What? Hold up. There we go.
It's facing our way. That's fine. Can't miss the opportunity to take that picture because you know you got to switch that camera.
Glory of Jesus. Yeah, we need new ones. Yeah, we need a new one. I'm like, we need a new one to put.
So you guys on a mission. Dallas, you looking good, girl. You Mr. Jack. Y'all for
I know.
Time.
I was like, hold them on, but hold them on.
We're going to go play the banjo. I like that.
Get after him. He goes, you need to leave them alone. You need to be quiet. And he finally shut up. You knew it.
Oh my God. I
couldn't even look over there. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. It's just like a, and with a hat.
Yeah.
And a cap. He had like one of those.
Yeah, I would call him Captain Crunch.
Next time we ever see him again,
Captain Crunch.
That is too funny.
Yeah, girl. Ooh.